You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk theater, checking out offerings from professional companies all around the state as we say hello to David Kiley of Encore Michigan. And we start with the long-awaited arrival of Hamilton in Detroit. There are three touring companies, the Philip, the Angelica, and the And Peggy companies. And Angelica Company hits the Fisher this week through April 21st.
Yeah, I mean, the most anticipated show to hit the Fisher and Broadway in Detroit, like, ever?
Ever. I mean, the crush to be, get in line to buy tickets or to go online
right.
and buy them through Ticketmaster was just insane.
And this is a longer run than they usually do. It opens tonight and goes all the way to April 21st. As you say, there are still some opportunities. There are some ticket releases going on. You have to stay right on top of it on the website and on their Facebook page to kind of see if you can still get a ticket. But clearly, there's a lot of tickets out there on the marketplace, and there's been some scamming, too.
Yes.
So
beware.
Yeah, beware, because as they release a few more tickets, you really need to get them through the Broadway and Detroit site. Also, StubHub is a reliable source as well.
But you'll pay more than—
Yes, you'll pay scalper premium you know, on that.
So. And it's worth mentioning, you can get the Hamilton app, and there are lotteries for each city. And it's worth throwing you in because they have a certain number of tickets in every city, and Detroit has now been added, where if you get chosen, you get tickets for $10. What's not to love about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. It's wonderful. It's part of the producer's want to try to defeat all of the scalping and pricing tickets at, you know, $800 a piece. And there are a few charities in town, though, who also are still selling tickets, and you get the benefit of the tax deduction when you send your money to them, and you get the Hamilton tickets, you know, back and as part of a donation. I know the Mosaic Youth Theaters is one of them.
There's
a
number of them. And yes, I know people are saying it's so expensive. It's a huge company with a huge orchestra that travels with it. So it's an expensive show to mount.
And, you know, people ask me, is it really worth it? People who haven't seen it. It is overhyped, but it kind of deserves the hype, I think. There's, along with West Side Story for me, this is a show that changes the way people who are in theater look at theater. It was such a game changer to elevate hip-hop music to Broadway, give it credibility, and with a theme and a subject that really has attracted patrons of all ages. I mean, one of the biggest issues facing theater today is that so many of the patrons are over 55 and over 60, and you kind of wonder where the new generation of patrons is coming from. Well, Hamilton awoke an entire generation to theater. So,
and it reached across ages, and don't think that, well, if it's hip-hop, I won't like it, because it is amazingly easy to follow.
There are people who believe that. Yeah. Some of them are in my own family.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge hip-hop fan, but
this
show works beautifully. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
And another big Broadway show will be at the Wharton in East Lansing.
Yeah, Miss Saigon comes to the Wharton Center this month. This is a musical based on Puccini's Madame Butterfly, but takes place in Vietnam in the early 70s. And the story is between an Asian woman and her American soldier lover. This musical was actually, inspired by a photograph of a Vietnamese mother leaving her child at the airport as the child is airlifted to America to be with her father, the ex-GI.
And, you know, it's worth noting, this is the same writing team that brought us Les Miserables. So you'll get that same sense of a sung-through musical, and it is terrific. And that was from the original Broadway cast. And Ann Arbor's Theater Nova is getting ready for a world premiere.
Yeah, this is an interesting play. It's called Mazel Tov, John Lennon, and it's by playwright David Wells, who's a very good playwright. This is based on a true story about how the Nixon White House tried to deport then ex-Beatle John Lennon. This play is based around Lennon and the immigration lawyer that he sought out to represent his interests. I love the sound of this. I haven't seen it yet, but again, Wells is a very good playwright, so my expectations are high for this play.
Very intriguing. Now we go to the Williamston Theater just outside Lansing for a very famous Pulitzer Prize-winning play by Donald Coburn.
Yeah, The Gin Game. This play won the Pulitzer, as you say, for drama back in the 70s when the original production, was directed by Mike Nichols and starred Jessica Tandy and Hume Cronin. It's about two people who meet at a senior citizen's home. Neither one has made any friends yet, but they strike up a relationship through playing gin. It's not a sweet, sentimental story about two older characters. The dialogue and conflict between the two can be sharp, but it is a really terrific play. Yeah, Coburn is – he's one of those one-hit wonders. He's written some other plays, just a few, but none of them ever sniffed the kind of success that The Gin Game has achieved for him.
And then we circle back to Detroit, to the Detroit Public Theater right there at the Max Fisher on Woodward in the Orchestra Hall complex.
Yeah, speaking of shows that tend to draw younger patrons – this is The Girlfriend, it's a rock musical based on an album of the same name by singer-songwriter Matthew Sweet. Came out in 1991. Matthew Sweet's not a household name exactly, but the album does have a bit of a cult following. And the characters are two teenage boys, freshly graduated from high school. One's a jock, the other's a social outcast. It almost feels like maybe two characters from The Breakfast Club that are sort of pulled out after they graduate, but with music. And just a reminder, the Detroit Public Theater performs out of the Max Fisher on Woodward in Detroit.
Let's take a bit to listen to a bit of Matthew Sweet's Girlfriend, just to remind us all of what that was in 1991. Cause you need to get back in the arms of a good friend. Well, it is quite a theatrical feast all around the state. Girlfriend at the Detroit Public Theater, The Gin Game at the Williamston Theater, the world premiere of Mazel Tov, John Lennon at Theater Nova in Ann Arbor, Miss Saigon at the Wharton Center on the MSU campus, and Hamilton opening this week at the Fisher in Detroit. You can get details on these and other productions all over the state. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Conley, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.